In our gospel reading for today, we are seeing the interaction of three different sets of characters. And one of these characters, of course, is Jesus, who has come to proclaim the good news of God's salvation to anyone who will hear it. The next set of those characters is the sinners, and we don't want to forget the tax collectors. It's always sinners and tax collectors. They get special shout-out. Any tax collectors out here? No? Okay. And then the last group, of course, is the Pharisees. And the Pharisees are watching the sinners and Jesus interacting, and they are not liking what they're seeing. And part of it is because they have this relationship all wrong, right? They are looking at Jesus and the tax collectors and sinners, and they're not seeing that Jesus is raising up the sinners to his stature, to his level. Instead, what they're seeing is Jesus being lowered down to the sinner's level. So they have it backwards. But they are looking out and feeling like they are very justified to be the judges of who gets to be included in community and who should be excluded from community. And what I was taught when I was studying the Bible is that when you see a story of people interacting, you're supposed to look at where you fit into that story. And I think that's a great practice for all of us here in the church, when we see a story like this, to ask ourselves, when are we being like the Pharisees in this story? When are we being the sinners in this story? When are we being like Jesus in this story? And how should we respond to that? Now, I know in my own life, there have been plenty of times where I've played the role of the Pharisee. Plenty of times in which I thought I was perfectly justified in judging who gets to be in community and who doesn't. And I'm not proud about it, but I remember being in high school and being that guy who, when somebody would come and a young, eager student who wanted to be included, and I was one of those guys who judged, you're not quite our type. You don't fit in, you're not one of us, so no community for you. And I've seen it happen in the workplace. I participated in the workplace, judging my neighbors and deciding whether or not they deserved to be one of us or whether or not they should be left out. And I've seen it happen in churches. Every church I've been in, I've seen it happen in this church here, where I've watched times where we're really good at going out and greeting and welcoming people who we think are good St. Paul's caliber people, but I've watched a couple of times, you know what I'm talking about. I've watched a couple of times where maybe somebody was judged as kind of a little unseemly, maybe not quite what we're looking for, and we're a little bit slower to welcome that person in. We're a little bit slower to encourage them to come back again next Sunday. And so we're all guilty of playing this role of the Pharisee. And I will say, I think we've all been sinners, of course. We've all sinned. We've all been there. But the sinners in this story play a very particular role in this story, and that is the role of being the marginalized, the role of being the people who are outside of community looking in. And these are people who you look, Jesus didn't come out and find them. They came to him looking to be a part of community, looking to be a part of this. And they've been shut out. And the Pharisees are saying, no, they're not one of us. They don't get to be in community with us. And we have thousands of people in our midst, around us. Here in just Waco, thousands of people who fit that category of the marginalized, the cut out. And whether you want to see it as people who have criminal backgrounds, people with physical disabilities, mental disabilities especially, people get stigmatized and marginalized in society. Immigrants, people who are homeless. Some of you have heard me share the story before about my own time being homeless and losing my job and losing my home and sleeping in a car in a truck stop parking lot, wondering where my next meal was going to come from. And I can tell you that in a society in which we are judged by where we live, to be a homeless person is to be outside of community. looking in. And I've had my instances of being that person in this story, reaching out and having people say, nah, you're a little unseemly. You're not one of us. We don't want you in our community. But I was lucky. I was one of the lucky ones here because I had a Jesus character in my story. That just as Jesus in this gospel embraced the sinners when they came to him, I had a woman who took me in and gave me a place to stay while I got a job and got a home and got back up on my feet. And I remember asking her why she would do this for me when no one else did. She didn't know me. She didn't have to do this. And what she said changed my life forever because she said, because I saw you, a fellow human being. I saw a child of God. That's what Jesus is doing in this gospel story today. He is looking past the label of sinner and seeing human being. He's looking past the label of tax collector and seeing child of God. And when the Pharisees are playing the judge of who gets to be in community and who doesn't, so is Jesus. But Jesus is judging that the label of child of God is the only label that matters. And if God is going to embrace and love this person in community, then who else's place is it to exclude them? Now, you and I here, we live in this blessed community. We are blessed and gifted and graced people because we're the 99. We're the 99 sheep here. We have each other and we have warmth and we're on the inside looking out. But we're not whole. We're not whole while there is still that one sheep out there who hasn't been welcomed in. And I'm not even specifically talking about we need to welcome them here to the church, but more fundamentally, we need to welcome them into our hearts. We need to be able to look past the labels that society has given them and see the only labels that matter, as Jesus does in this story. And I've watched so many people here at St. Paul's do that. I've watched great instances of people out here who spend time with children from disadvantaged backgrounds and people suffering from chronic homelessness or people who are involved in community service projects to make amends for the mistakes they've made in life. So I've seen us do it here. And if anyone here is inspired by this and wants to be a part of that, ask Sharon, ask Bill, ask me. Turn to some of the people around you who are a part of doing this work because we do great things and are capable of doing amazing things here. This gospel story is an invitation to all of us to look at our world and to decide who do we want to be in this story. Do we want to be the Pharisees in this story when the sinners come running to us? Or do we want to be Jesus in this story? And God willing, you and I, with the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of our brothers and sisters around us here, have the ability to change people's lives forever. In the name of one God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.